What is up, everyone? My name is Stu, and I am Bonkers for Bourbon. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. Contact me, bonkers4bourbon@gmail.com, or at bonkers4bourbon on Twitter, or bonkers4bourbonpodcast on Instagram. I'm a lover of all things bourbon, so thank you, and join me on today's ride. Oh, what's up, everyone? My name is Stu, and I'm Bonkers for Bourbon. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. I cannot appreciate enough of the love and support the bourbon community has given to this cast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Today, we'll have for yet another bourbon review. This will be the first official review in 2019. First official review of 2019. Today for you, we'll be doing a listener-submitted sample. This is Very Old Barton, 90 proof. Let's get into it.
Are you coming?
No, but I'm breathing fast. Get it?
Alrighty, Very Old Barton. Now, I was not familiar with this particular bourbon until it was sent to me by a listener. Thank you so much. You know who you are who sent it. I really, really appreciate it. Lots of samples, by the way, gang, so I'm getting through them as fast as I possibly can. But I always like to give them a taste, give them a drink, enjoy them before I really review them. So, if you do send me one, would love enough to be able to sample twice, so I can sample and then review. This person sent me enough for at least two decent pours, so I really do appreciate it. Now, this is a particular expression or bottle that does not get out of Kentucky that often. So I'm surprised it actually was found in Washington State. I think I've seen it before, but quite honestly, I'm not sure. I can't quite recall if I remember this being on a shelf or ever seen it. So Very Old Barton, coming from the Barton Distillery, or that's Barton 1792, which is in Bardstown, Kentucky. Bardstown, a little smaller town in Kentucky, really, really famous for what it is. Kind of small, quaint. Quite honestly, if you are going to do the Bourbon Trail, maybe check out Bardstown for your reservations or hotel stay and kind of stay in a more Kentucky-esque, if you will, type of town rather than staying in the major cities like Louisville, for example, or Lexington. I think Bardstown might be on my list to check out and maybe stay if you're planning a trip to Kentucky and doing the Bourbon Trail. It's a Very Old Barton. Comes in a few expressions. I think they come in 80 proof, 86 proof, 90 proof, and they have a 100 proof, which is a bottle and bond version. This particular one is a 90 proof, and believe it or not, you know, Barton 1792, owned by Sazerac, owned by Buffalo Trace, it's all kind of, you know, lineage and history. This particular bottle is also deemed as a value bottle. The research I've done, you can find it sometimes for around $20 or lower, making this a pretty good particular value bourbon, if it's worth it, if it tastes good. And I've tasted already, so I'm curious to review this a little bit more for you guys. So, Very Old Barton, let's get into this. So this is a 90 proof, and we have the color. Ooh, the color. By the way, it is a non-age statement bourbon, but has been told it's about 6 years old or so. That's kind of the general consensus. Let's give a look-see here. Man, we got ourselves... You know, color-wise, it is in the middle palette, but it's kind of towards the lighter end of the color spectrum. Lighter amber, not terrible, though. Like, it's not, like, super light. So let's get into the nose. Very Old Barton. I'm getting a lot of oak, a lot of woody notes. Kind of like nice oak wood tannins. Getting a lot of rye spice as well. Quite a little bit of acetone alcohol on the nose as well. But oak is the big driver. Oak woodiness is the big driver of this particular nose. So if you're drinking along with me, hope you're having a great work week so far. Please cheers. I say be true to yourself. Screw what other people think and drink more. Cheers to 2019. Okay. So when I enjoyed this glass the first time, I have to admit, towards the back end of the palate, it had a little bit of astringency, a little bit of acetone, alcohol flavor. So on this one, I made it a point to pour and let it sit for around 15 minutes or so. And that has really helped with kind of that alcoholic shudder you might get towards the back end. It is a little bit of a cheaper bourbon, so that might be a little bit to be expected. But I say with this particular bourbon, just kind of a quick, you know, test. Pour and let it sit for a little bit. That has really helped it out. Second layer of taste. Because why not? You know, the flavors on it are a little muted, just a little weak on the flavors. But you are getting a nice woody oakiness that's really throughout the entire palate. You get it in the beginning, it holds forward towards the middle, and then it really kind of shines towards the back end. It is really spicier with rye, but what I'm getting, which is a little interesting towards the back end, is a crisp dryness, almost like if you've had a what they call like a drier wine or a drier a dry martini. The finish is very crisp, short, and pungent and out there. Taking our taste. Yeah, but other than that, I get, you know, some sweet vanilla, but mostly spicy and oak. Oak tannins, oakiness, crisp, woody finish, kind of a crisp char finish, kind of a char wood finish at the very end. But the flavors, I have to say, are just a little bit muted. It's not as punching in your face, just a little more subtle. So not necessarily a bad thing. It is a, value bourbon. But let's see how water affects the flavor profile of this bourbon. So I'll be right back after a quick word. And we are back. Thank you so much for tuning back in. By the way, that ad, I don't know who that was, but man, guy sounds amazing. I guess the audio was eh, but I want to party with that guy. I don't know who he is, but he sounds handsome. I want to party with him. No idea. So thank you again for tuning back in. The NFL playoffs are among us. My beloved Seattle Seahawks were knocked out of the playoffs. Yada, yada, yada. Just wasn't our year. Wasn't great. Bad play calling, in my opinion. But I'm going to gripe and moan because I can. Because I can. Just waiting for this water to mingle just a little bit more. Of course, I'll be adding the Old Limestone Mixing Water, the official companion of Kentucky Bourbon, limestone filtered. Pick up a bottle of yours at Amazon.com. They come in 1 liter bottles. That is the best I can find. Great for adding water to your neat pours of any alcohol. Or, of course, using while mixing cocktails, making ice cubes, or, of course, simple syrups. Old Limestone. Pick up a bottle of yours today. So I got the water poured in, and let's take a nose, this time with water added. You okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm not getting much on the nose with the water added. Not getting much. I'm still getting some rye, but boy, the nose has really been muted on this one. Really muted. So curious to see how it translates to the flavor. So let's take a taste, this time with water added. Oh. So with the water, a different reaction this time with the water in this particular bourbon. Brings out a little bit of sweetness. The water added, there's a little bit more sweetness to it. Yes, the spice is there. The oak has been kind of reined in just a little bit. And it is bringing out just a little bit of sweeter notes. I am getting a little more of the sweet cream, sweet vanilla, sweet caramel. Interesting. Let me kill my glass here. Ooh, that was a big gulp. Okay. Right, compose myself. Good people. You know, I don't dislike it with water, and that's great. Typically, when I add water, it kind of gives a but this one, you know, the water really works for it. I think adding the ice cube, this would be great. Value bourbon, works well with ice, no problem mixing in a cocktail, whatever might ail you. Might be a good bourbon to experiment with, like if you're trying out a new cocktail and you're not quite sure how it's going to turn out, this might be a decent one to try. Rating wise, by the way, again, can't thank people enough for sending out the samples. Thank you so much. I'm going to get through them. Ratings though, again, being a value bourbon, I have to admit, this is actually an excellent bourbon for the value. I'm going to say value-wise, you know, it's not up there with like an Ancient Age that I thought had a little bit more flavor profiles to it. But I think value is still there. I'm going to give this a solid B as a boy for value. Flavor, you know, I'm hit or miss on this one. I think letting it sit and open up, quote, open up, nice buzzword in the tasting realm, right? I think letting it sit for a little bit in the glass really helped it. When I first tried it, it did have this astringent alcohol note at the end, but the opening up really kind of changes my rating a little bit. I'm pushing it from what I kind of had before as more of a C to a C+. I'm going to say a C+ is fair. Value is B. Flavor is C+. I think that's perfect for this bourbon. If you find it, I think it would be an excellent bourbon to use in cocktails, use in straight cocktails or mixers on the rocks or neat. It's got a lot of different uses that this bourbon will do for you. Awesome speech, Prez. Awesome speech. Being facetious over here. But you know, I keep that, you know, I keep that. This is a bourbon review channel or bourbon channel. Keeping all that out of there. It's really tough sometimes though. I want to just sometimes pour myself on this cast, tell you everything that's going on in my life, everything that's going wrong or right, kind of vent to you guys. But this is about bourbon. It's about tasting. I think Very Old Barton is a very good value bourbon. I wouldn't hesitate to pick it up, especially if you find it under $20 for sure. I think that's a great deal. So Very Old Barton, check it out. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Really appreciate it. Really am glad to be back doing some reviews here in 2019. Trying to find other things to do. I know reviews are very enjoyable. I enjoy them too. I'm trying to get more topics in there that are different from reviews. So maybe shoot me some ideas, shoot me some emails and ideas that you might have. Really appreciate the feedback. So hope you guys are having a great work week thus far. Remember, without bourbon, what's the point? Keep getting those bourbon gains, whether in the gym or by drinking bourbon. And I will see you in the next episode. Cheers out there.